The primary will have a special significance in Bethel and the lower Kuskokwim. Democratic Representative Mary Nelson is not running for re-election after a decade of service. Three candidates are now vying to take her place, and all are running as Democrats. That means the primary winner will go uncontested in the general election. KYUK's Shane Iverson has the story.
The candidates are all running under the same party, but they are offering voters distinct approaches on how they would operate in the state capitol. If the campaign is any indication, the political heavyweight of the field is Bob Herron. He's been living in Bethel for 30 years, and by most accounts, he's done well for himself, something he pointed to in a live radio forum.
This country, this region, these people, they provide an opportunity. And if you're willing to work and enjoy this region, you will have a successful life, and that's what I've had.
Herron is out-earning and outspending his rivals by a long shot, and he's got the backing of some major political figures like former Governor Tony Knowles. His latest newspaper ad features endorsements from several local leaders. Herron's a former Bethel city manager. With energy prices almost doubling last month, Herron said he's the kind of effective problem solver that can direct funds towards rural Alaska. On the issues, Herron obviously stands apart from his opponents on mining. The proposed Donlin Creek gold mine is being explored just a few villages upriver from the boundary of House District 38. Herron says he'd like to see an independent environmental impact statement before the mine is constructed.
This is borrowed from a village elder. The facts will find the truth. And so if we have an independent one, we'll find out if it's really a good deal.
And if it's a good deal, Herron says the developers should go for it and the Delta should try to maximize the benefits. He says he'd push for the mine developers to help reduce energy costs for local residents.
I think they should make a financial contribution for hydro, wind power, tidal, and other forms of alternative energy.
One of Herron's opponents is Eric Middlebrook. Middlebrook says the mine could have some financial benefits, but not for the House district they are trying to represent.
Most of the benefit would go to the villages upriver. If you look at their current hiring practices, I don't think that we're going to see a whole lot of hiring in this region.
Middlebrook is currently serving as Bethel's mayor. Like Herron, he moved to the region a few decades ago. But on the political scene, he's the newbie. And on the issue of Donlin Creek, he leaves no room for confusion.
I have taken a strong stand in opposition to the development of Donlin Creek mine. Because of the risks involved with it, I do not think they are worth the benefits.
The position is in line with his political message. Middlebrook owns and operates a small air conditioning and refrigeration business. He is introducing himself as an everyday kind of person and says he would make policy accordingly. As stories of political corruption continue to dominate the headlines, Middlebrook says voters don't have to worry about backroom deals if they put him in office.
When companies that have influence in the legislature come looking for sweet deals at the cost of everyday people and small business, think of who will consider you first.
The third candidate running is Tony Vasca, and like Middlebrook, he is also courting votes from those against Donlin Creek.
I think if the mine goes forward, it's going to have a devastating effect on the region.
All the candidates say they will work to protect subsistence hunting rights, but Vasca takes it a step farther. He says he lives and breathes subsistence.
I eat dibba upriver. We call it uksumnak. Those are good things. This is my life. And when I go home, I'm still here. And that's the point.
Vasca is the only Alaska native running for the House seat. A Yupik born in Kalskag, he is also the only candidate originally from the area. He has not spent any money campaigning and is instead counting on his recognition to earn him votes. Vasca served in the legislature many years ago, but he says he'd still be the best advocate for the Kuskokwim when he's in Juneau.
They will know that I'm from Bethel. There won't be any question. And you have to project that image to people, and it has to be positive.
Whether it's Vasca, Herron, or Middlebrook, House District 38 will know who their next representative is after the primary election. That election happens statewide on Tuesday, the 26th. In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.